and welcome to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Supreme Master Television is broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, USA. You can view us on Astra 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa. Our programs air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and are also available online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Russia and OLAC or Vietnam strengthen their relations. In environmental news, Jackie Chan rides an electric bicycle to the Green Chinese nomination ceremony. In interfaith news, Bethlehem University hosts a conference to facilitate Christian-Muslim dialogue. In technology news, the coastal town of Naisna, Africa makes internet access available to all. In humanitarian news, the Gates Foundation pledges $4.5 million for 180 units of affordable housing. All this and more right here on your positive TV channel, Supreme Master Television.
Today in history, September 26th, King Christian X was born in Denmark in 1870. He is remembered for his courage in following his inner principles and leading his people to act in the morally correct way. In 1942, Sweden, partly through the inspiration of King Christian X, offered asylum to Danish Jews. During that time, the people of Denmark actively worked to provide a safe haven for Jewish people. Today, we remember King Christian X of Denmark for his leadership as one of the most popular of Danish monarchs in modern times.
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association's recovery efforts in South Korea. In the wake of Typhoon Nari that devastated Jeju Island, Supreme Master Qinghai promptly asked our association members to assist in recovery efforts as needed. In just a few days, the 15-member team restored a number of homes and public places. They said the smiles on the residents' faces were so rewarding, and that thanks to God, they were able to safely complete their mission. We'll now go on location to Jeju Island.
스승님께서 이 태풍 날에 대한 염려를 보내주신 덕분으로 저희들이 이 구호활동을 시작할 수 있었고 현재 와서 꼭 저희들이 일선이 필요한 그런 어려운 분들에게 도움을 줄 수 있어서 굉장히 기뻤습니다. 칭하이 스승님의 은총과 염려 덕분에 많은 제주도 시민들께서 더욱더 어려운 시기를 극복하고 긍정적이고 활기찬 또 평화로운 삶을 회복해 나갈 수 있기를 기원합니다.
As recovery efforts come near to a close, may the good people of Jeju Island soon fully return to their activities with God's care and blessings. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world.
Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking their own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
News. President Ahmadinejad expressed his wish of Iranian people to be friends with U.S. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad spoke at Columbia University in New York on Monday during his visit to the United Nations. In his talk, he expressed his country's wish for cordial relations with the United States. The president said that if the U.S. was willing, it would see that Iranians would be among their best friends. Thank you, President Ahmadinejad, for your expression of sincere conciliation and warmth. May heaven bless Iran and the U.S. with trusting friendship and peace.
Fly-in News. Young Israelis support peace by opting out of military service. More and more Israeli youth are choosing not to enlist in military service based on a growing belief that there is a better way to resolve issues in the Middle East. This year, the number of young people not enlisting has increased over previous years. The Israeli government is also planning to offer a civilian service program as an alternative for the country's young citizens. We applaud this positive trend toward peace in Israel. May God bless Israel and the greater Middle East with ever more harmony and friendship.
Fly-in News, Social Unity Forum held in Chile. Delegates from Latin America, the Caribbean, and Europe met in Chile on Monday to discuss social unity. The forum, which was held in the Chilean capital, was planned during the Vienna summit last year as a way to keep track of the region's socio-economic situation. Chilean President Michelle Bachelet emphasized the upcoming Ibero-American summit to be held in Chile in November. Congratulations, representatives of Latin America, the Caribbean, and Europe, for your country's cordial friendships. God bless the many leaders around the world who are looking to advance all members of society through unified efforts.
Fly-in News. United Nations gathers largest high-level assembly for climate change. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon praised world leaders at UN headquarters Monday for being the largest group ever assembled to address climate change. The meeting focused on achieving a consensus for the major conference to be held in Bali this December. Thank you and heaven bless all leaders for your noble endeavors to protect our planet and the well-being of our inhabitants. May the December summit bring meaningful initiatives for the environment.
Fly-in News. Tuaregs receive assistance from Algeria and Mali. On Sunday, September 23rd, the Algerian and Mali government released over $2 million U.S. dollars to Tuaregs in northern Mali. The aid is part of a peace agreement and will finance youth projects in Timbuktu, Gao, and Kidal. The Tuaregs are nomadic people who live in the middle region of West African desert. Under the deal reached with the help of Algeria in July 2006, the Tuaregs have agreed to peace and accepted the offer from the government for development. Heaven bless Mali and the Tuareg people for shaking hands in peace. Thank you and God bless Algeria for encouraging harmony. May your friendship continue to shine for the benefit of all people.
Fly-in News. United Nations provides food aid to Zimbabwe. The United Nations World Food Program will distribute sufficient staples to feed 3 million Zimbabweans by the end of this year. Spokesman for the World Food Program in Southern Africa, Richard Lee, said we are working with 14 local and international NGOs to distribute the food. They plan to continue the distributions until the next harvest season in April. Thank you, and God bless the World Food Program and all participants for your dedication to helping the people of Zimbabwe. May the good-hearted Zimbabwean people be blessed with abundance, prosperity, and peace.
Fly-in News. Russia has new cabinet members. On Monday, Russia's President Vladimir Putin named the country's new cabinet members. Among those announced were for the Ministry of Health, Economics and Regional Development. The new economics minister is Elvira Nadbulina, one of two women appointed to the cabinet. The other is Tatiana Golikova, who will be Russia's Minister of Health and Social Development. Congratulations, Russia cabinet members, on your new office. May God bless your noble service to your country.
Fly-in News. Israel accepts Sudanese refugees. 498 refugees fleeing Sudan came to Israel through Egypt. Israel's government official Yaakov Ganot is leading an interministerial team to help address the needs of the refugees. God bless Israel for your show of love, and may the refugees find security and peace in your nation.
Fly-in News. Adopted dog saves caretaker's life. A heroic stray dog adopted by a woman in Ohio, USA, saved the life of his caretaker during a fire. When fire ignited in the home of Betty Wilhelm, the stray dog that she had taken in jumped over its nighttime enclosure to sound a warning. The dog's barking woke up Betty, who was able to escape from the burning house in time. God bless the noble stray dog that saved the life of his human friend. We thank God for our selfless and loving animal friends.
In world news, relations between OLAC or Vietnam and Russia have strengthened in many aspects. OLAC's Prime Minister Nguyễn Tấn Dũng spoke highly of the recent developments and strengthening of relations between the two countries. There has been a lot of successful cooperation by both nations within organizations such as APEC and ASEAN. Investment cooperation between the two countries has also grown rapidly, with annual trade of $1 billion a year on average. Congratulations to Russia and OLAC on your cooperation and friendship. May heaven bless your beautiful people with peace and prosperity.
In environmental news, Green Chinese nominations for 2007 begin. This year's efforts to find, recognize, and honor Chinese people who have made the greatest contributions to the environment got underway. The event is organized by the China Environment Culture Promotion Association, of which actor Jackie Chan is a vice chairman. Mr. Chan rode an eco-friendly electric bicycle to the award launching ceremony, saying, "It's impossible to protect the environment by only one person. Each Chinese should contribute." Thank you, Jackie, and congratulations to all the nominees. God bless you for your efforts to save our precious Mother Earth. Coming up, an interfaith conference in the holy city of Bethlehem. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. You are watching Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. I'm Cockle-Doodle Danny the Rooster with a simple tip for you today. Have you ever got an oily mark on your clothes while eating a wonderful dish with olive oil? If so, simply apply ordinary talcum powder to the stain as quickly as possible. The talc will absorb the oil. Afterwards, just wash the garment and the stain would vanish. Thanks for watching, and now for the weather from around the world.
Interfaith News, Bethlehem University hosted a three-day international conference to explore the best ways for Christian-Islamic cooperation and dialogue. This conference of understanding and goodwill was attended by delegations from several countries and co-sponsored by the Union of the Catholic Universities in Europe. Mutual respect and understanding was at the heart of this gathering, featuring speakers from the Bethlehem University and professors of the Union of Catholic Universities. This was the first time an international conference of this type was held in the holy city of Bethlehem, the birthplace of the Lord of Peace. Thank you, Bethlehem University, for hosting this important international conference to enhance interfaith dialogue and harmony. May the Most High compassionately bless everyone's peaceful efforts.
In technology news, the coastal town of Nizna in the Western Cape Province in South Africa leads the way in making digital technology available to all. The town's local authorities work together with an internet provider, Uninet, to set up a system of base stations. This system spreads Wi-Fi around the entire town, making it the largest enabled area on the African continent. The town has also installed computers in places that the whole community has access to, such as libraries and town schools. Zola Franz, library manager, said, "Nizna's become a global village because it doesn't matter where you live, you can actually have access to information. Whether you come from the rich or you come from the poor community, the facilities are the same." Congratulations, Nizna, on your inclusive use of technology that connects people from all parts of the world. May God bless all to be joined together harmoniously in our global community. Up next on Noteworthy News, the Gates Foundation continues its commitment to provide affordable housing. We'll take a few moments to appreciate God's magnificent creation. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In humanitarian news, the Gates Foundation pledged $4.5 million in grants for affordable housing for the Sound Families Project in three counties in Washington State, USA. These grants will be used for 180 new units of housing and for social services for the homeless. Originating in the year 2000, the program is to house temporarily homeless families and then support them while they are in the process of securing their own housing. Child care, job training, transportation, advice on finances, and food programs are all part of the services offered. Since 2000, $38.6 million has been given by the foundation, and 1,445 units of supportive housing have been built. A huge thank you, Bill and Melinda Gates, and all involved in this incredible example of love for those in need. God's blessings to all.
Please join us for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
There was an art exposition, and the artist who painted the pictures, who has the exposition there, asked the owner of the gallery whether anyone has been interested in his painting. So the owner say, "I have good news and bad news for you. The good news is that there was a gentleman who was interested in your painting. And then he asked me whether your artwork, your painting, will be increased more in value after you are dead, just like many of other artists, right?" I said, "Yes, of course it would, because you have potential, and your painting, of course, will increase in value after your death." So he bought 15 of them altogether. That's the good news. And the artist asked, "And what about the bad news?" And the owner of the gallery say, "The guy who bought your 15 painting is your doctor."
And now for our viewers' heartline. This heartline was originally in French.
Sympa ce restaurant végétarien à Toronto avec plus de 100 plats différents. On aimerait bien voir plus de ce genre de restaurant en France. Peut-être que grâce à Supreme Master Television, les restaurants VG vont se développer partout sur notre belle planète.
Thank you, wonderful viewer, for your heartline. How fantastic if there are more vegetarians in the world. As the saying goes, keep on dreaming, because dreams can come true. May God's blessings be with you and your loved ones.
Do you have a heartline today? It's been a pleasure to share these news stories with you. As always, we would love to hear about the positive and uplifting events that are happening in your area of the world. So please share them with us along with any comments to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Supreme Master Television is easy to access from anywhere in the world. Simply visit suprememastertv.com, where you will find us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week.
Thank you for watching Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. We wish you inner peace and God's love always.